All right. It is Monday. Kind of tired right now, but it is soapbox time.
It is soapbox time.
We were talking about this the other day where a new survey says that, let me find it here. Yeah. New survey says 49% of people think that sacrificing sleep is necessary to be successful at work.
And I say no.
Why do you say no?
Because I think that if you don't get enough sleep, you don't do well at work. And for you're just basically sacrificing yourself. I don't like this whole idea that we're not supposed to get enough sleep. Like the whole, when do you sleep? I didn't sleep last night. I don't get any sleep because I'm so tired. Like I'm so busy.
Right.
Everybody has to sleep. It is a basic essential human need.
Like this, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
There's that thing.
And of course, I mean, I stay up late sometimes and I choose to be like, well, tonight I'm not going to get enough sleep, but I'm going to make up for it, you know, throughout the week. I'm not going to make a habit of it. And I think if you're working a job where you can't get sleep, you have to get ahead by not getting sleep. It just feels like really backward to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last night when everybody else was talking about the Super Bowl, I was just in bed. So I don't know anything.
Good. There you go.
I was in bed because I want to get some sleep. I don't want to feel like crap today.
Exactly. It's like we were saying before, all those people that are like, oh man, you should petition for a holiday. It's like, no, you should just go to bed at a normal time because you have a job and you should just go to sleep.
Dang, Johnny, your soapbox is even stronger than mine.
Except for, I will say this, I was planning on going to bed at about 9:15 last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, there's only like 8 minutes left in the game. I did take a nap today to prepare for this.
But, you know, in football, 8 minutes is like an hour and a half, right?
It lasted another hour for that 9 minutes.
Exactly. And they're going to drag it out as long as they can for the big game.
I didn't necessarily sacrifice sleep. I planned ahead.
Yeah, see? There you go.
By saying, okay, I'm going to sleep in the morning, get all my food and get all my cleaning and all the other stuff that I needed to get done. And then try to sneak in a nap, and I was able to sneak one in.
Sure.
There.
And I've had to stay up late working before for one reason or another, and then I make up the sleep someplace else. You know, when I had little kids, especially little babies, I felt sleep deprivation. Felt what that was like.
Of course.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to that place.
Yeah, you don't want to plan for that.
No, you don't want to make that a habit. I used to like practically drive my car into trees. I was so tired. You can't function, and it's really bad for your health.
Exactly. We'll talk more about this in just a little while. The soapbox is very large today.
It is a large soapbox. I'm still climbing up to the top.
We've been talking about this survey that says, hey, you know what you should do? You should sacrifice sleep so you can be more successful at work.
Define more successful. That's the other thing I want to know. Like, we talking like a lot more successful or just a little bit? Because I pick sleep over a lot of things.
Right.
More fun? No, I'll take sleep.
Yeah, if you told me I would pay you, you'll be able to make, say, $5,000 more if you sacrifice 1 hour of sleep. Would you do it?
1 hour a day, not one hour.
1 hour a day. Yeah,
no.
1 hour each night.
No.
So you go from say you were sleep 7 hours.
Yeah.
You got to go 6 hours
now. I couldn't do it. I don't think that I could get by on 6 hours of sleep for a whole year. Like, I could make it for a week, but my performance would suffer. Let's just put it that way.
Well, yeah, because I know that if I miss out on, say, an hour, I go a little bit later to bed than my planned time, because I got to wake up at a certain time every day.
Right.
And when I go to bed, that factors differently. But if I sacrifice like half hour, maybe 45 minutes, and I'm going to bed late, by Friday,
I am
exhausted.
And you know another thing I've noticed, and this is like the older I get, the more this is, I can't sleep in the way I used to anymore. So even on the weekends, I still wake up and then I have to force myself to go back to sleep. So it's not like you can't always make it up on the weekends.
Yeah, that's true.